Okay, Sarah, thank you very much. Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 27th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Fisher, German Bight, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Trafalgar, Lundy and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, 150 miles west of Bailey, 1,047. Expected South Faroes, 1,043 by midnight tonight. Low, southwest Fitzroy, 1,010, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in South Utsira. Decreasing 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. East 40s, northerly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 later in south, mainly fair, good. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west 40s and Dogger, becoming variable 2 later in Cromarty, mainly fair, good. Fisher, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. German Bight, northerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first in south. Humber Thames, northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, mainly fair, good. Biscay, Fitzroy, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, thundery at first in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Lundy and 4 in Irish Sea, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Mallin, east or northeast 4 to 6, veering southeast 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Hebrides, South Bailey, northeasterly veering easterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. North Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Faroe, Faroes, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later, except in South Faroe. Fair, good. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, mainly fair, good. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1,040, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 4, 27 miles, 1,042, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by west 3, 15 miles, 1,041, rising. Lucas, northwest by north 2, 30 miles, 1,041, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast 4, 1,037, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 5, 5 miles, 1,031. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 2 miles, 1,029. Jersey, northeast by east 4, mist, 2 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 6, 2 miles, 1,030. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 5, 6 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Valentia, east northeast 1, 19 miles, 1,034, now falling. Ronald's Way, east-northeast 4, 24 miles, 1,037, now falling. Malin Head, south 2, 22 miles, 1,039, rising slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 27th of December. The general situation: high pressure between Scotland and Iceland will bring mainly settled weather to the British inshore waters during the next couple of days. The wind will be light or moderate in strength for most northern waters, but further south a strong and cold east to northeasterly airflow will continue. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle at first in south, good, occasionally moderate at first in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly at first in north, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 4 or 5, occasional drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in south, occasional drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, except in far west, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except close inshore, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, then increasing gale 8 at times except in far east. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 near Cornwall and the Welsh coast, increasing gale 8 at times near North Devon and Lundy. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeasterly veering easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 from St Bee's Head southwards. Fair, good. Isle of Man, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far north and far south. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly, later in north, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near the Mull of Galloway, the Mull of Kintyre, and just south of Arran. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south, becoming variable 2 at times in north. Fair, good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast veering east 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shetland Isles, north 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, backing west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Ruth Jennings.
Good morning. Today is officially the third day of Christmas, and according to the popular carol, The 12 Days of Christmas, our gift today would be 3 French hens. I always wondered as a child who would want all these birds flapping about in their house for Christmas, but of course, they're more symbolic than realistic. There are various suggestions of what the 3 hens might mean. One interpretation is the hens represent the gifts given to Jesus by the Magi: gold to display his kingship, frankincense symbolised his divinity, and myrrh foreshadowed his death. A different translation of the 12 Days of Christmas, dating back to 1864, instead described the French hens as fat hens, as they were considered to be an excellent start to the period of feasting. But assuming you, like me, have eaten enough turkey and ham to last you at least to the end of 2025, you might prefer the most common interpretation of the three hens, that they represent the Christian virtues of faith, hope, and love. For so many of us, Christmas is hectic and exhausting. After buying all the gifts, mastering the mince pie recipe, perfecting the Christmas tree art, and cooking a lot of Brussels sprouts, it's hard to want to share faith, hope, and love with others. We often squeeze in catching up with every family member, when really the desire is to be back relaxing in our own homes. But maybe this Christmas, we could adjust our priorities. Gracious Lord, with sincere faith, we thank you for the blessing of Jesus being born to this world. Help us share our hope in the confidence of reuniting one day with the risen Christ. And finally, help us share love with patience, kindness, and humility to all.